And we can get started, Dr. Seeky.
Okay. I don't see the pictures. What happened?
You may have the view, the top right. We can see your picture and screen just fine.
Okay. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So we are having our study of Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3. Last week, we had a study of the section number 4, and it started with that Allah chose Adam, Nuh, Ali Ibrahim, the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the family of Imran over the worlds. And that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings and also had many prophets and messengers. And these prophets and messengers were chosen people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about, that is the whole story of Isa alayhi salam. But before mentioning the story of Isa alayhi salam, we have the story of his mother, Maryam alayhi salam, a very honorable lady. And the Quran speaks about her life, her birth, and her early life before she gave birth to Isa alayhi salam. And so it is mentioned that about Mary's mother, her father was Imran, a very pious person, a very righteous person. He was not a prophet, but he was a pious person. And the mother was also a great lady. She wanted to have a child. And she prayed to Allah that if she had a child, she would dedicate that child for the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The child will be free from any other obligations and will be devoted only to worship, to do the work of deen, and spend the time at the temple, at the sanctuary. So that was her dua, that was her prayer. So she became pregnant, and it looks like her husband, Imran, passed away before the birth of Mary. So after that, Mary's mother gave birth, and she was expecting a boy because she said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Inni nazartu laka ma fi batni muharraran." Wallahi, vow that whatever is in my womb will be devoted to your service. Expecting a boy, but then she gave birth to a girl, female child. So فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. Say, my Lord, I gave birth to a female child. And the male child is not like a female child because males were expected to serve at the temple, not the females. But she said, whatever is your decision, Wallah, I accept that, and ask you to protect her from shaitan. وَإِنِّي عُوِذُهَا بِكَ وَزُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I ask you to protect her and also her children, her progeny, from shaitan, the outcast. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted her dua, and Mary was born, and then she grew up in a nice way, growing up beautifully. وتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا. The Lord accepted her and made her grow a beautiful growth. So she was a wonderful child, a wonderful young lady, grew up. And then after that, because the father was not there, there was a need for some person to take care of her and become the guardian of Mary. So there was some discussion in the family who should be the guardian of Mary. Everybody wanted her because she was a wonderful person. And of course, the daughter of a dear leader, Imran. And so they started talking about that. And then finally, they agreed that Zakaria was also a great man, a prophet of God. He is the one who will become the guardian of Mary. Now, this Zechariah is different from the Zechariah who is mentioned in the Old Testament, because one of the books, one of the last books of the Old Testament, or the book before the last, is called the Book of Zechariah. The Book of Zechariah, that Zechariah is different from this Zechariah. This one is mentioned in the Quran several times. And he is the prophet of God. So Zechariah became the guardian of Maryam alayhi salam. And she went to the sanctuary, to the temple, to do her service there. And they gave her a chamber. They gave her a place where she would spend her time in devotion and meditation, in study. And this was called mihrab. So she was spending time in mihrab, and Zakaria used to visit her often. And one thing that he found, that Mary, kullama dakhala alayha Zakaria al-mihrab, whenever Zakaria went to visit her in her sanctuary, found that she had some food, wajada indaha rizqa, she has some food, some sustenance. And he is the one who used to bring the food, but then she found the food there, and he found the food there. So he asked her, where from it is for you? Who brought that for you? And she said, min indillah, from Allah. Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Allah gives whomsoever he wills without reckoning. So it is, she did not know where from it came, but she only said that it must be from Allah. So it is Allah who gave me that. So Zakaria alayhi salam, he realized that this is a very pious lady here, young lady, but is very pious, and the place is very blessed place. So he made dua also. It, as you mentioned, that dua in the good places is more acceptable. So Zakaria made a dua. He was looking for a child himself. He did not have a child. His wife, he was getting very old. His wife was barren, and but he wanted to have a child. So he prayed to Allah. Hunalika da'a Zakaria Rabbah. There and then, Zakaria raised his hand and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi habli zurri, Allah grant me a child. And while he was in prayer, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came and gave him the good news that you will have a child, and your child's name will be Yahya. So Zakaria alayhi salam, prophet of Allah, and then Yahya, his son, who also known as John the Baptist, a prophet of Allah. Zakaria became surprised with this sudden good news. So he asked how it will happen. I'm very old, my wife is barren. How we are going to have a child? Let me have some sign. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a sign that when your wife become pregnant, you will know that, because at that time you will not be able to speak and you will be silent. So the only thing you can do is that tell the people to praise God, glorify God by indications of the hand. And that you will know that this is this good news is now fulfilled. So Zakaria realized that, and he asked the people, Sabbihu Bukratan wa Ashiya, that praise Allah and glorify Him morning and evening. So this is the way how the story is told about the about Mary's growth, Mary's young age, and then also the birth of Yahya alayhi salam. The birth of Yahya is also miraculous because both mother and father, old and barren, and then suddenly Yahya alayhi salam was conceived and he had his birth as a great person. After mentioning that, we come back to the story of Mary. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now we have another 13 verses that talk about Mary and the birth of Isa alayhi salam, and also the miracles of Isa alayhi salam, the life of the Isa alayhi salam. All of these things are mentioned here. So let's just read some of these verses. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله اصطفاك وطهرك واصطفاك على نساء العالمين يا مريم اقنطي لربك واسجدي واركعي مع الراكعين ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. And remember when the angel said, O Mary, truly Allah has chosen you, purified you, and chosen you above the women of the world. O Mary, be obedient to your Lord, prostrate yourselves, and bow with those who bow. This is from the tidings of the unseen, which we reveal unto you. You were not with them when they cast their lots to choose who among them would care for Mary. And you were not with them when they were disputing. So Allah says, remember, is means izkur. You, Prophet Muhammad and others, remember that angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Mary. Now, angels, plural is used. She heard the angelic voice, or an angel spoke among the group of angels. The group of angels came, and one of them spoke. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَ, the angels said. And they said, O Maryam, O Mary, Allah has chosen you, purified you, and chosen you over the women of the worlds. Now, Allah is the one, istafa means to choose, as we mentioned before, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ. Istafa is a choice, choosing a person for blessings. And prophets were chosen people, but here it is used also for Mary, even though she was not a prophet, but is chosen because she was mother of a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has chosen you, and the word chosen is used twice, istafake wa taharake wa istafake. So first, of course, Allah chose her, that she was born in a nice family and grew up in a nice way. And also she was selected to work at the sanctuary, at the temple. So that is first choice. And also taharake made you pure, righteous, good. Purity of the body as well as purity of the heart and mind and spirit. So taharake and wastafake, and again said, chose you over the women of the world. And this second choice is that she became the mother of Isa alayhi salam, mother of a great person, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran is using the word in Allah astafaki wa taharaki wa astafaki. It is Allah who has done that. So she is not divine herself, but she is, all of these things are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the belief that some people had it, that as if Mary was a divine person, that is not the point. The point here is that it's Allah who chose you, Allah who purified you, Allah is the one who is giving you a child. And this child is by the mercy and blessings of Allah. So this point is emphasized again and again in these ayat. And then says, Ya Maryam qunuti li rabbika, O Mary, be devout, be obedient to your Lord. Qunut is devotion. Like dua qunut, the prayer of devotion, prayer of submission. So qunuti li rabbika, submit to your Lord, be obedient to your Lord, and do sajda, wasjudi warka'i ma'ar raki'in, so prostrate and bow. And then it's used here, warka'i ma'ar raki'in, and bow before, with those who bow. Because she was in the temple where the prayers are held, congregational prayers, so she was asked to join with those who pray. So those who make the prayer, join them, and you make your ruku' with them, bow with them. One of the features of the prayer was ruku'. So ruku' and sajda are part of the prayers, and this was there at that time. So irka'i ma'ar raki'in, and some people say irka'i ma'ar raki'in means make good ruku'. Very often people make long sajdas, but when it comes to ruku', they do not bow very well. So that means make ruku' in the proper way, and your ruku' will be long ruku'. So irka'i ma'ar raki'in, the way that people make ruku', that you do that. So both of these meanings are possible. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِهِ إِلَيْكَ. We are telling you, O Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Prophet, and saying, these are the news, these are the tidings of the unseen. Unseen is something that somebody has not seen. Somebody is not there. Somebody was not there. So you are. We are telling you those things that we are revealing to you, and you were not there. You did not get them from any teacher, from any book. It's all coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the one who gives clear message, true message. So books that are there, gospels and others, they may confuse you because the story is not mentioned as clearly as it is mentioned here. So Allah says, وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ. You were not there. So this is all given to you from Allah. You were not there when they were disputing, when they were throwing, casting their lots to discuss who should take care of Mary. And you were not there when they were arguing among themselves, disputing among themselves. So yulquna aqlamahum, aqlam is the plural of qalam. Qalam is the pen, or qalam is also the arrow. Qalam is anything that is trimmed, and anything that is cut from a branch, from some tree or something. So that's why the word qalam is used. Qalama yaqluma means to cut and to trim. So is yulquna aqlamahum ayyuhum yakfulu Maryam. They were casting the arrows. So check out the arrow and then see what is written there, yes or no, or what, or maybe they put the names on that, and whose name will come out, that person will get the guardianship of Mary. This is called also, in Islamic terminology, we call it Qura. Qura means that you put several names and then draw. So drawing the name is not forbidden if it is something halal. If it is something halal, you can do the Qura. If something haram, then doing the Qura becomes gambling. That means you don't have a right to do that, but if people have equal rights or equal options, permissible things, then you can select by drawing the name. So this drawing the names is permissible, and it was permissible at that time and permissible in Islam now. So Rasulullah ﷺ sometimes they used to make qura when he's traveling, which wife he should take with him in the travel. He will draw the name, and whosoever's name come, that will go with the Prophet. So يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون. And you were not with them when they were disputing, whether they dispute at the time that who should take care of Mary, or disputing about her or work at the sanctuary, at the temple. Maybe there was some discussion going on. Some people were for it, some people were against it. How come a woman go and spend the time so much at the temple? So they had some argument on that. And then Allah says, all these things you did not witness, but we are giving you and revealing it to you. We are giving you as a revelation. And this is the revelation coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is important to pay attention to the revelation that comes from Allah, because that is the truth in this story. Then we continue with the birth of Isa alayhi salam. إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهُ اسْمُهُ الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين ويكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا ومن الصالحين قالت رب أنى يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. And remember when the angel said, O Mary, Allah gives you the good news of a word from him. His name will be Al-Masih, Isa, the son of Mary, held in honor in this world and the hereafter, and one of those nearest to Allah. He shall speak to the people in the cradle and in his grown-up age, and he shall be one of the righteous. She said, O my Lord, how can I have a child when no man has touched me? He said, even so, Allah creates what he wills. When he decrees a thing, he says to it only be, and it is. So again, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appear to her, and this one angel tell her, O Mary, Allah gives you the good news. Inna Allah yubashshiruk. Allah is giving you the good news. And the good news is that you will have a kalima from Allah. So he did not say that you will have a boy, or you will have, you will conceive and all the things. He said, there is a good news for you that Allah is sending you a word. Kalimatun min. And kalima is the command of Allah. So Allah's command came towards her, and this command is given to her from Allah. So angel is bringing the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jesus is called Kalima min Allah because he is born by the command, not in the usual way, not in the normal way of male and female coming together and then the female conceives. That did not happen. It happened in this way that a word came, and through this word she conceived the child. So he said, Inna Allah yubashshiruka bi kalimatin minh. And then says the name is of that person will be Al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam, the full name, Al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam. Al-Masih is the title of Isa alayhi salam. It is from the word masaha. Masaha means to rub, to anoint. It is in the sense of barakah, the blessings. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him because he is anointed. They used to do that in the old days, that when somebody was chosen for an important job, pour some oil on the head, and the priest will touch him. And this way the person was announced as the anointed one, as the chosen one. So it's in that sense, it's mentioned that Al-Masih in that sense. So Al-Masah, Al-Masih, it means that the one who is Mubarak, the one who is blessed, or some people say Al-Masih because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the miracle that sometime that when he would touch someone, the sick person will become healed. So his touch will heal the people. So Al-Masih may be in that sense. And Isa is name. Isa, that is in the Hebrew language, they call it Yeshua or Jesus in English, they say it, but the Arabic word is Isa. Isa, the son of Mary. So he's son of Mary. Normally, yes, the child is attributed to the name of his father or her father, but here is to the mother because he is without any father, is born in a miraculous way. So Masih Isa ibn Maryam, and then he is wajihan fid dunya, he is honorable in dunya and honorable in the akhirah. Dunya and akhirah both, in this world he will be honored, and in the hereafter he will be honored. And he is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ Among those people, prophets of Allah, the righteous people who will be very close to Allah, he is from among them. So again, he is not God, but he is the one who is closer to God. He is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qarib means near, and Muqarrab is the one who is brought near, those who brought near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the miracles that are mentioned here, وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَ And he will speak to people from the cradle. As a baby, he will speak. And then when he grow up, he will speak. Of course, miracle is that a baby speak from the cradle. When he grow up, of course, he will speak with righteousness. He will teach. He will guide people. So he'll speak that way. So يُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَ He will talk to the people in his in the cradle, as well as when he grow up. وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And he is from among the righteous people, people who live a pious and good life. So give him this news. Then she says, قَالَتْ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ Say, how come I have a child and no man has touched me? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ No man has touched me, meaning here, no man has intimate relationship with me. So I have I'm not married. I have not any relationship with any person. In Surat Maryam, it's mentioned, وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ I'm not an unpious person. I'm not a person who does wrong things. So she says, وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرْ No male has touched me. No man has touched me. قَالَ كَذَٰلِكِ اللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يُشَاءُ So the angel say, thus Allah creates whatever he wills. This is by the decision of Allah. Allah wants, if you want to create something, he creates it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you decide to do something, he says, be and it becomes. That's the way the whole world was created. And there are many things that happen, that are there in the world that came by the word kun. So kun is Allah's decision. Be and it becomes. إِذَا قَضَىٰ أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ When he makes a decision to have something, he only says to it, be, and it becomes. So he is born by this word kun, and that's why he's called kalima, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she expressed her that she wanted to know how it happened. So So it was told that it will happen by the will of Allah, and it will happen in a miraculous way. So Isa alayhi salam's birth is without any doubt, and the Quran is very clear on that, that his mother was not married. His mother had no relationship with any person. Some people, I mean, this is also mentioned in the Gospels, but there are some Christians who question that, and they say that it is that she had some relationship with Joseph, who she was engaged with, or some other people who accuse her in that. But Islam emphasizes that she was a pure woman, and she has no relationship with the birth of Isa alayhi salam is purely a miracle. It's a miraculous birth without any interference from any other person. It is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it continues, وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَرَسُولًا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And he will teach him the book and wisdom, the Torah and the Injil. And he shall make him a messenger to the children of Israel, saying, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, in that I make for you out of clay, as it were the figure of a bird, and breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by Allah's permission. And I heal those born blind and the lepers, and I raise the dead by Allah's permission. And I shall inform you what you eat and what you store in your houses. Surely therein is a sign for you if you are believers. So angel tells her that some of the thing that will happen is that Allah will teach him, that Allah will teach Jesus the book and wisdom. The book is the Torah, and wisdom is Injil and the gospel, because gospel is basically the message, especially the words of Isa alayhi salam in the gospel, are the words of wisdom. So at-Tawrat wal-Injil explain that. يُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and Kitab al-Hikmah are Tawrat and Injil. So he will teach him the book and wisdom, and Tawrat and Injil. So Tawrat and Injil are explanation of Kitab and Hikmah. And he will be a messenger towards the children of Israel. So Isa alayhi salam was primarily sent towards the Israelite people, towards the Jewish people. He was the prophet from among them, from his mother was an Israelite, and he was sent among them. Rasulullah Jesus himself said several times that I am sent only to the last people of Israel. وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and I'm a messenger, and you'll be a messenger towards the children of Israel. And the message that he will give is that he say, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. So ayah, the sign is mentioned in the singular. And although there are many signs that he will show, but all of these signs have one purpose. And the purpose is that he is a Rasul. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word singular. Anni qad jitukum bi ayatim min rabbikum. This ayah is for his prophecy, for his messengership, that he is a messenger of Allah. And he said, Anni akhluqu lakum min at-teen ka hayati at-tayr. I make for you the shape of a bird, and then I blew into it, and it becomes bird, living bird. So he will take some mud and make form a bird out of it, and then he blew into it, breathe into it, and it becomes a living bird. And he said, this will happen by the permission of Allah. That means he is not the one who is creating, although he's making a form, but the real thing that will happen is by the will of Allah. So he is performing whatever is miracle he's performing. Performing is by the izn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And أُبْرَأُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And I heal the blind and the leper, and I give life to the dead by the permission of Allah. That this also happened, that some people who are blind, he will touch them by his hand, and they will become, they start seeing. And the leper will be healed from his leprosy. And also some dead person, by the permission of Allah, he'll say, rise up, stand up, and they will stand up. So these miracles happen in the life of the of Jesus, peace be upon him. It is not that he was doing it all over, but these miracles happen sometime. Some of the people, some birds he made it, and some blind people got healed, some lepers were healed, and some dead were raised from the death. And also sometime people came to him and asked him, okay, you can do all this, so just tell us, what did we eat and what is in our home? And he will tell them also, and I will also tell you what you are eating and what you are hiding, whatever you are storing in your homes. So all of these miracles, they are related to some unseen things, something that is spiritual. Because people at that time, Bani Israel, they were rejecting the existence of a spirit of God. So Jesus' miracles are all spiritual nature, to emphasize that point, that there is a being who controls all of these things. And there is a knowledge beyond what you know, beyond the physical knowledge. And he is talking about the spiritual knowledge. And he said, "Inna fi dhalika la ayatan lakum. Faqad jaytukum bi ayatin min rabbikum." And he said, "Inna fi dhalika la ayatan lakum in kuntum mu'minin." And in this, there is a sign for you if you believe. So signs are, of course, those who take the sign seriously. So if you believe, then you will find a sign in that. And if you don't believe, then you will not accept that. And this is what happened, that many of the people who saw those signs, they saw by their own eyes that what Jesus was doing, but still they did not believe in him, and they kept on denying him and rejecting him. So inna fi dhalika la'ayatan lakum in kuntum mu'minin. In this, there is a sign. But the sign is for those who have the desire to have faith and who want to accept that. And then furthermore, وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ الطَّوْرَاتِ وَلِيُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَجِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. And I have come to confirm that which was before me of the Torah, and to make lawful some of that which was forbidden to you. I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. So be mindful of Allah and obey me. Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship him. This is a straight path. So Jesus, peace be upon him, was confirming the Torah. Torah was the book of Musa alayhi salam, the message of Musa alayhi salam that was given. And he did not come to abolish the Torah. He came to fulfill the Torah. he came to preach the same message that was in the Torah. And this himself that he said that in the Bible it is mentioned that he said that I have not come to abolish the Torah, but I have come to fulfill it. So Jesus saying, "Musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Torah," and I am confirming that which is before me, which is in front of me. That means we read that, and that is the Torah, book of God, came through Musa alayhi salam. I am giving you the same message. So his message is basically, his law is basically the law of the Torah. But there were some interpretations in the Torah that Bani Israel did, and through that they made difficult certain things. Certain things they made haram upon themselves, even though Torah does not give that kind of detail. وَلِيُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ, and I may allow you certain things that were made haram upon you. So I make halal for you certain things that were made haram for you. And these are some of the rules that they made for observing the Sabbath. And there are hundreds of rules they made for the observance of Sabbath. You cannot do this, you cannot do that, you can do that. These are not, I mean, they were asked to honor the Sabbath, but they were not given all those kind of difficult rules. So he came to relax some of these rules. That you can take care of the poor, you can take care of the needy, you can help somebody who is hungry, you can do all of these things. And this is not forbidden to do. So not every action is forbidden on the day of, on Saturday, but there are certain things that are forbidden, and thus many things were allowed. وَلِيُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ, and also I came to you, bring you the sign of God. وَجِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, and the ayah is that his life, his example, his own being is a miracle. So I have come to you with the miracle of God, with the blessing of God, with a sign from your Lord. So اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِعُونَ, so fear God, be mindful of God, and obey me, follow me. That is his message, that he came to emphasize that there is only one God, and only God to be worshipped, no one to be worshipped beside God. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِعُونَ, and obey me. And then he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُوا هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ, Allah is my Lord and your Lord. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ, he is my Lord. He is not God himself. Actually, Allah is his God. Allah is his Lord. As Allah is the Lord of everybody else. So he is, of course, very close to Allah. He is a special person, but still he is not divine. He is not God incarnate. He is the human being, and he worships Allah. So Allah is my Lord and your Lord. And Jesus used to say that, my Father, your Father, my God, your God. So in a similar way, he never said that I am the God, I am the one who created the heaven and the earth, and he did not say, worship me. Even in the present Gospels, it's not mentioned that Jesus ever said that, I am God, or you, or all of you, worship me. So he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُوا, Allah is my Lord and your Lord, and so worship him. Worship none except Allah. And this is the straight path. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ is a straight way. There is no deviation. There is no going right and left, but a straight way to reach to God, a straight message of God, صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. So that is the path. Islam emphasizes that straight path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, guide us into the straight path. So Isa alayhi salam also came in the same way. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ, this is the straight path. So this is basically what Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, came and he stood for. And then there were people who did not accept him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين. And when Isa, Jesus, sensed denial from them, he said, Who will be my helpers unto Allah? The disciples said, We are Allah's helpers. We believe in Allah and bear witness that we are Muslims. Our Lord, we believe in what you have sent down and we follow the messenger. So inscribe us among the witnesses. And unbelievers schemed, and Allah schemed, and Allah is the best of schemers. So Isa alayhi salam presenting his message to the people, he came and he showed the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave them the message of Allah. He told them that follow the straight path, worship none except Allah, and obey Allah and obey the messenger of Allah. He gave them that message, but some people, they were stubborn. They did not want to accept. They actually wanted to deny him and reject him. And actually, they even tried to kill him. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرُ When Jesus sensed the denial and the rejection from them, then he asked people, Who are my helpers? مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Who are my helpers in the cause of Allah? In my work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in my work for the truth, for righteousness, who are my helpers? Man ansari ilallah. Hawariyun, they said, we are the helpers of Allah. Hawari, Isa alayhi salam's disciples are called Hawari. Hawari, Hawariyun is the plural of Hawari. Hawari is means the pure people. The people who are chosen, selected. Some people say that they used to wear white clothes. That's why they were called Hawari. So the followers of Isa alayhi salam, they used to wear white clothes to show their purity, their goodness, their cleanness. Al-Hawariyun. So or Hawari also means the Ansar. Hawari is the Nasirin, those who were helpers, supporters of Isa alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's supporters are called Sahaba. And then when the Prophet moved from Mecca to Medina, the people of Medina, he called them Ansar, the helpers, the supporters. So the same thing is Isa alayhi salam. He asked his people, who are my supporters? Who are my Ansar? Man ansari ilallah. So these ansar, these hawariyun, they said, nahnu ansarullah. Now Isa alayhi salam said, man ansari ilallah, who are my supporters towards Allah. And they said, we are supporters of Allah. They directly said that we are supporting the work of Allah. They did not say, nahnu ansaruka ilallah. We are your helpers for the cause of Allah. But they said, we are helpers of Allah. Yes, that means we are supporters of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, does not need any help. Allah is the one who helps everyone. In yansurkum Allah fala ghaliba lakum. If Allah helps you, nobody can defeat you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors the people who stand for his cause and give them the title as Ansarullah. So Ansarullah is the people who stand for God's cause in this world. This work of God requires supporters. This work of God requires people who stand up and devote, spend their money, spend their time, spend their efforts for this cause. And those people are given the honorific title that they are Ansarullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond the need of any person. Allah is the one who helps. But at the same time, Allah wants that people stand up for his cause, support his cause, and work for his cause. And they are given the title, Nahnu Ansarullah. So Ansarullah. So that's what Isa alayhi salam's follower said, then نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله. We believe in Allah. وشهد بأننا مسلمون. And be witness that we are Muslims. وشهد بأننا مسلمون. So Isa alayhi salam's followers are Muslims. And Muslim means the one who submit to Allah. So they were Muslims in that sense. They were Muslims. Muslims, of course, those who believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but all the followers of prophets of Allah at that time, at the time of their prophet, they were Muslims. They believed in their prophet, and that's why they are called Muslims. So Islam did not start from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 7th century of the common era, but Islam started from the very beginning, from the time of Adam alayhi salam. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam say Hanifa Muslima, I'm Hanif and Muslim, I'm a straightforward Muslim, and his children are Muslims, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. And now here Isa alayhi salam and his disciples are saying وَشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ, and know that we are Muslims. And then they say رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا, they made a dua, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. O Allah, our Lord, we believe in that which you revealed, and we follow the messenger. So they are the followers of the messenger. وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. So inscribe us, write our names among those who stand as a witnesses for the truth. Then you say ashhad wa la ilaha illallah. When you say that I stand as a witness, I stand for this cause. Faktubna ma shahideen. So inscribe us, write our names among those who stand for this cause, and help us. Now the disbelievers, they made schemes, they made plots. So makaru wa makar Allah, Allah says. But the disbelievers, they did not accept that. They actually plotted. They made a scheme. And Allah had his schemes. And Allah is the best of the schemers. وَمَكَرُوا مَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكَرِينَ. So they made a plot. They made a plan secretly that they will kill Isa alayhi salam, and they will persecute his followers. And that was their plan and their plot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Isa alayhi salam. And they were not able to do what they were scheming. وَمَكَرُ وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makr means a secret plot. Normally it is used for bad things. Somebody make a bad plan, bad plot in secret. But also, if somebody does something to thwart a bad plan, to defeat a bad plan, to make a scheme against the bad plan, that is also called makr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned the makr, the plot of the disbelievers against them. And that's called wa makr Allah. Wallahu khairul makirin. And Allah also made a plan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it in such a way they did not even know. So Isa alayhi salam, they tried to put him on the cross, and they want to hang him, and Allah's angels came and they took him away from them, and they did not even know. They got confused. As mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 157 and 158, they say that is وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They did not hang him, they did not kill him, but it appeared to them like that. They got confused among themselves. Like, should be halam. So they got confused. Wallahu khairul makirin. And Allah is the best planners. Allah is the best schemers. So the scheme of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And Allah saved his prophet. Allah saved the messenger, Isa alayhi salam. And those who wanted to kill him and defeat him and destroy his message, they were not able to do that. And so final prophet came, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to clarify this point and clarify the message of Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam's message is similar message that was the message of the Torah, the message of Musa alayhi salam and other prophets of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad also came to emphasize the same message. And that is the message of Tawheed. There is only one God and people should obey God and worship God and worship none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a kind of a summary of what Isa alayhi salam stand for and the miracles of his birth. And the Quran has explained that in its beautiful way. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we understand this message and we follow it inshallah. So let's take some questions if you have.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. So let's, before I take the questions, let's go back and clarify. So Zakaria, the uncle of Maryam, is he Zakaria alayhi salam, the prophet?
That's right. Zakaria alayhi salam was from the mother's side, the uncle of Isa alayhi salam. Of Maryam alayhi salam. He was the khalu of Maryam alayhi salam because Maryam's mother and Zakaria's wife are sisters to each other. Zakaria alayhi salam's wife is given the name. Quran has not mentioned the name, but the name that is mentioned is Elizabeth. And Elizabeth and Maryam's mother, they are sisters to each other. And that's why, so he is the maternal uncle of Maryam alayhi salam. And he is the one who took care of. Now Zakaria alayhi salam is the prophet. And he is the one who is the father of Yahya alayhi salam. The Quran mentioned that, but Zakaria wa Yahya wa Isa wa Ilyas. And then Zakaria, Yahya, Isa, Ilyas, all these great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but this is different from the other person who is known in the Bible. And as I mentioned, that there is a book in the Bible. The last book of the Old Testament, the Jewish Bible, is Malachi. And before that, there is a book called the Book of Zechariah. And that Book of Zechariah is belong to a prophet known as Zechariah, Zakaria. But this Zakaria is different from the Zakaria of who was the father of Yahya alayhi salam and who was the guardian of Maryam alayhi salam. And there is a difference of centuries between the two. Zechariah, to whom a book is attributed in the Bible, was probably in the 6th century before Isa alayhi salam, 600 years before Isa alayhi salam. And Zakaria is the contemporary, Zakaria, father of Yahya alayhi salam.
Thank you. Dr. Siddiqui, you talked about drawing lots. So in today's world, what about raffles? Especially at the workplace, at around holiday time, when we have raffles and all employees' names are placed in a raffle. What if a person doesn't buy a ticket, but their names are placed in a raffle? How is that? Is that okay to take part in?
If it is something halal, if something like there are many people to whom the prize to be given and you are not charging anything, it's just giving a prize and you say, well, let us draw the name and we'll give the prize. Or you can have a drawing of the names and everybody will give some gift. So that's all right. I mean, that's it is not a gambling. Gambling is when everybody buys, put the money, and then one person gets all the money or a major portion of the money. That is forbidden. That's gambling, and that is not allowed in Islam.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. And Dr. Siddiqui, you mentioned Isa, and then in Hebrew, Yeshua. So is that a unique name? Was it unique at that time? Or like the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or was it a common name?
Yes, I mean, in the Aramaic language, he was called Yeshua. And Yeshua is very close to the word Isa. So Isa alayhi salam, the name Jesus is not close to Aramaic. Jesus is the anglicized name, but the name that is closer to Aramaic is Isa. So sometimes they call Yeshua. Yeshu. They said Yeshu or Yeshua. And they say that. That is the name of Isa alayhi salam. And Yahya alayhi salam, the Quran says that Lam yaj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. That a unique name. There was no person who was given that name before. The Prophet Muhammad, his name, his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, gave that name. And he said, I am giving a unique name to my grandson so that he will be praised all the time. So Prophet Muhammad's name is from Hamd, the one who is praised. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, honored him with that name.
Thank you. And I believe Brother Kaleem.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, Dr. Saab and Sister
alaikum Sylvia, assalam.
And all the listeners. May Allah bless you all. Mm-hmm. My question are two. Number one, about the miracle of death of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So in other words, if I understand right, we have only one time death. So is that because of miracle is exclusively as a sign of Allah, so that person had two deaths? That's my question. The other question is, he came to Bani Israel. So mm-hmm. the Jews, they knew the concept of monotheism or Tawheed. So there should have been no issue supporting him, calling upon to worship one Allah. But apparently there was a lot of corruption in their businesses. If I understand right, he talked again, taking interest in all. So in other words, he fighting the system, which was in collaboration to Roman Empire. So that's why they turned against him. Just give me a little bit background of that.
Yes. Isa alayhi salam's birth is miraculous. It is because of the power of the spirit that is emphasized. That is, not everything is material. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever he wants. So there were people among the children of Israel, among the Jewish people, who were denying resurrection also, who were denying the spirit. So that's why his birth is in a miraculous way. And of course, a unique one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam without any mother and father, created Hawa alayhi salam without any mother, and created Isa alayhi salam without any father, and created the rest of the people with mother and father. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way. Yakhluqu ma yasha. He creates the way he creates. So Isa alayhi salam's birth is a unique birth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Inna masala Isa inda Allahi ka masala Adam. The example of Isa is like the example of Adam. Khalaqahu min turab. Allah created him from dust. Summa qala lahu kun fayakun. Say, be and became. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him out of nothing, out of no mother, no father. Allah created him. And the one who creates that way, he can also create without a father. So this is the point that has been emphasized here. That because he had no father doesn't mean that God is his father, doesn't mean that he is God, na'udhu billah. He is a human being. He was a human being, born as a human being, lived as a human being, died as a human being, or he left this world as a human being. So that is, but he was at the same time, he was wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah. He was very honorable in this world and the hereafter, and he is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not God, but he's very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the point that was emphasized about Isa alayhi salam. Now Isa alayhi salam's message was the message of Tawheed, that there is only one God. And he wanted to organize people on that basis, that turn to Allah and be together and follow and obey him. The people were under the yoke of the Romans, and they were not paying attention. Actually, about the rules of the Torah, they were not observing fully. And they made it very complicated. So Isa alayhi salam came to make things very clear. وَلِيُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ certain things that are forbidden, that you made for haram upon you, I have came to explain to you and make them halal for you. So they became arguing with him on these things and did not listen to him. And they became very upset, very angry with him, and wanted to complain about him to the Roman authorities and telling the Roman authorities that he is a rebellious person. He's going to create problem for you and he should be punished and he should be killed. All of these things are mentioned in the stories mentioned in the Gospels, that is, they tried that way. So they, the people there, they opposed him, opposed his message, and they wanted to kill him. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned that in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They did not hang him, they did not kill him, but it happened, it appeared to them like that. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala saved him from that. But his message was the message of reform. And reform was a complete reform, religious reform, the spiritual reform, as well as a reform of the society. He stood for that. He was not a rebellious person, but he was a person who wanted to reform the people. And that was the point. But the people complained to the Roman authority that he was rebelling against the authorities. And that's how they wanted to put him into difficulty.
And regarding the death miracle?
The miracle of his taken away from this world?
No, I mean, he had the capability to give life to the person who died. So
this is the miracle that happened sometime, that he would revive a dead person. Somebody dead, and he would say, "Be stand up," and he will stand up. As he would make a bird, and then the bird will become something from dust. He will make, and then he'll blow into it and become a living bird. And or he will heal the person who is sick. So these are special miracles that are given to him. And other prophets also had their miracles. Many prophets had different miracles. Musa alayhi salam had a stick that will become a serpent. And he made it, threw his stick upon the water, and the water stood on both sides and people passed by. You know, Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire, and he was, the fire became cool for him, and he was not hurt in the fire. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had many miracles. Sometime he would, of course, the greatest miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the message of the Quran, which is a living miracle, the miracle forever. But also there were hundreds of other miracles that he had, which are mentioned in the books. So prophets had special miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these miracles to confirm their prophethood. And these are called mu'jizat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mu'jiza is something that other people cannot do. And it is shown to them so that they realize that this is an extraordinary being. This is something happening which is not usual, not common. So our ulama explained that mu'jiza is kharqul aada, which is something against the beyond the of what is normal, what happens usually. So that's, these miracles are, many miracles are mentioned. And it is very important that we pay attention that the miracles should come from the authentic sources, not from just mythology of the people.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. We will continue this discussion next Sunday,
inshallah.
Follow us. Thank you. Follow us.
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. والله show us the truth as truth and help us to follow it. And show us the falsehood as falsehood and help us to turn away from it. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Let us make dua again for this pandemic that is growing, and a lot of people are suffering from that. May Allah remove that from us. May Allah remove this from us. Allahumma rafa'an hadha al-bala اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء اللهم اجمل كلمتنا اللهم ألفنا قلوبنا اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا والله bless us and bless the country that people come together and all this division and all this separation that is happening والله remove that and so that we all can work for the right cause and help us ourselves as well as help the world وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا الله.
آمين. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. This is Sabiha from ISOC. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. Have a good day.